Adrina, Emel, Vilmos, Galan, and Seth face even greater challenges as their world is transformed. Vilmos, in his quest to become the first human magus in 1,000 years, must control the darkness within him. Adrina must accept her place and work together with Emel to help the elves make their plea to Great Kingdom's Council. But that is just the beginning. You see, Ruin Mist has 3 distinctive realms of existence: Under-Earth, Middle-Earth, and Over-Earth. Under-Earth, with its blood-red skies and lack of sun, moon, or stars, is a dark place at first blush. But as you get deeper, better understanding of this otherworldly realm, you will see it in a different light, literally. Over-Earth is home of dragons and titans, but don't forget about the Eagle Lords. Those 3 are the great races of Ruin Mist's past. At the dawn of the First Age, it was the Titan Kiel who gave the lesser races, men, elves, and dwarves, their freedom, at a great cost to himself and his people. Before that, the lesser races were slaves to the greater races, the dragons, titans, and eagle lords. Over the millennia, knowledge of Over-Earth's existence faded from the memory of the living, even that of long-lived elves and dwarves. Most believe it as a place of myth and legend, and that it never truly existed. But that is all I can tell you for now, my friend. Get ready to enter the kingdoms and the elves of the reaches, Book 1.